Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Fellowship Baptist Church. Thank you for being with us for our service, and we truly appreciate your fellowship, and we're grateful for the way God has sustained us through these troubling times, especially for all believers. No one at Fellowship should be shocked when the new lockdowns arrive. This, again, will be an attempt to break up the country. They were trying to do it along racial lines. Now they'll try and divide us through those who are vaccinated and those who are unvaccinated. And as a Christian, you should see right through these things. It's history repeating itself. Don't get caught up in all the drama. Love God, love your neighbor. Keep the law, the commands of Jesus Christ, and God will get us through this. So everyone should be prepared for what is coming, and you should be ready to comfort your family and your neighbors and be a witness for the Lord. And once again, as I've been saying every week, the book of Judges is a perfect book for us. This is the story of a nation that is collapsing, and it goes through periods of revival, but it ultimately collapses, where a king, a strong hand, is needed. Because with all the freedom and all the gifts that God gave his people, that he gave Israel during the time of the judges, couldn't handle it. They weren't mature enough to handle it. Very much like the modern church today. Most of the mainline churches, completely disgusting. They couldn't handle the abundant wealth and blessings that God has given them. We have Presbyterian churches built on the foundation of people like John Knox, someone who ranted and raved against women in leadership and in major roles of leadership, and now they have female ministers themselves. We have the Lutherans, people like Luther, who would breathe fire against those who were rebellious, whether they were sexually rebellious or they were involved in usury, like what we have today. You pay 29% interest on a credit card, a percentage that no mafia loan shark would even charge back in the day. He would have no business. And Lutherans approve things like this, as well as the other mainline branches. We have Lutherans that have lost their mind. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America is antichrist. Same thing with the Anglican Church. You have, obviously, the Catholic Church never reformed the way we warned them to, and you have a true Jesuit antichrist in power who's destroying that church. So what does that mean for us? We look to God. We don't look to men. And as long as you do that, you'll be fine. And God shows us that he's with us. And the story of Gideon that we're reading now is perfect, because we're going to see that Gideon had a hard time believing that he would be the one chosen to deliver Israel, and that Israel itself would even be delivered. And the title of today's sermon, appropriately, because we're all like this at times, is Lord, Help My Unbelief. And we see that many of us go through that. We know that God wants us to do something. He chooses us to fulfill his will, whether it's in our lives or interacting with other people. And we refuse to believe that he'll actually accomplish what he wants to through us. So we're breaking down the story of Gideon piece by piece. Many people just go right to the battle part and some of the other miracles, but we want to understand how Gideon reflects us. And Gideon reflects someone who is in a bad situation, part of a nation, a people of faith that's collapsing, just like we are today. And he shows us that even when we're confused or we doubt the Lord, that God is faithful. Talk to him. He does love you if you're in Christ. He does love you. We don't worship the Muslim God where we don't know who he is. We don't, where we're not sure if he actually loves us or not. We don't worship, there is no Judaic Christian tradition. We don't worship the Orthodox Jewish God where he's some type of force, like in the Star Wars movies. And we study Kabbalah and the Zohar to try and manipulate God through our actions for money and success and health. We don't do that. Many of the charismatics have gotten caught up in that now. God is a person. Salvation is a person. It's not an idea. It's a person. The person that saved you and me is alive. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He sits on the throne now. He's watching. He's going to crush the rebels that are trying to destroy this world now. These people will be crushed. They will serve his will and punish those who need to be punished, but in the end they will be crushed. And Gideon, just like many others in the Bible, could not believe that God really would show his power, so he needed a sign. And that's the point of scripture that we're up to today. So let's pray and then we'll read our word. Almighty God, the living God, we thank you, Lord, that we are on your side. And that we look for you, Lord. We don't look for you to be on our side, but we want to match our thoughts and our actions with you. We want to be with you as you continue to control the world and to mete out judgment where you need to. And we thank you, Lord, that you always show your people a cleft in the rock to hide. We know, Lord, that you are our rock. We have no power within ourselves to deliver us. We need you to deliver us, Lord. And we know things look really bad, Lord, from our perspective. But there is judgment that you need to bring to the world. But we pray, Father, that you continue to guide us. We pray that you and your spirit would be with us today. I pray, Lord, that my words in this sermon would glorify you and your Son and the Holy Ghost and no one else. So we pray, Lord, that you be with us today for our time of worship. And we thank you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we are up to verses 17 through 23. We'll read them, and then we'll break it down piece by piece. And we'll understand that many of these biblical characters are just like us. Human beings don't change, men and women. The years on the calendar might change, but our personalities don't. Our characteristics don't. God knows us. And unfortunately, the devil knows us and his people, and they know how to manipulate us. And that's why God tells you, don't be a slave to your emotions. Don't be a slave to your mind. Be sober-minded. And God tells us to stay focused on him. And when we are confused, just follow his commands. Follow his commandments. And you'll do well. So don't be tricked. Don't turn things that aren't sin into a sin. And don't excuse things that are sinful. And pretend they're not sins because the world tells you it's not sinful to do it. Focus on the commandments of Jesus Christ. And that's what we have to do. So let's read this part of the text. We see that Gideon didn't believe God was going to use him. And then we see in the text, God continues to speak with Gideon face to face. And Gideon ask God for something. And we're told, starting with verse 17, is Gideon speaking. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And this was God saying, go get the food that you want to present to me, the way you would honor any guest, prized guest. in your home. I'll wait. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out unto him under the yoke and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. There's a lot for us to digest here. So we'll take this piece by piece. First of all, Gideon, as we've seen, cannot believe God chose him as the man to deliver Israel. That's our first point. And Gideon, like all believers during a crisis of faith, asks for a sign. Many of us do this. Many in the Bible have done this. God makes a promise. He tells you you're going to extend the kingdom or defend his kingdom for him, for his glory. And we can't believe he chose someone as lowly as us. And because we are human and we're sinful and have a lack of faith, hence the title of today's sermon, Lord, Help My Unbelief. And we'll see where I get that title from. We ask for a sign. Jesus himself said, the Jews ask for a sign and the Greeks seek wisdom. So asking for a sign is normal. Many times, God will set the plate for us. He sends many signs. He lines things up. We know we should go in a certain direction, and then what happens? We panic. We just can't believe that we'll be successful in what God wants to have us do. And Gideon falls into the same trap. Now, to show you how merciful God is, our second point, the living God speaking to Gideon reveals his merciful character and actually gives Gideon the sign he was seeking. So Gideon asks for this sign, and God actually gives him a sign. He doesn't berate Gideon or get angry with him. He understands, this is my servant, just like you and I. We're fleshly, we lack confidence at times. And horribly, we lack confidence in God and his sovereignty many times. But God is great. If you just read the Bible and see what a wonderful character our God has, as well as his son Jesus Christ, you grow to love him. So Gideon challenges the king of the universe, says, yeah, I know you can fulfill all these things, but please, give me this sign. And God does it. And Gideon made him this meal in haste. And God performed the miracle to make sure there was no mistake that this was miraculous. Fire actually burst forth from a rock and burnt up the food that Gideon had offered. And we see that the New Testament, the Old Testament, identical. The way people react to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, it's the same. Filled with doubt many times. Filled with unbelief. Please turn to Mark chapter 9. We'll read verses 14 through 29, and you'll see where I got the title of today's sermon. Sometimes we have to cry out to God, Lord, help me with my unbelief. The situation looks so bad. Things look so horrible. We can't figure out how God's going to rescue, so he must not be able to do it. But that's what we think many times. But that's not the case. So let's look at an example from the New Testament. So turn with me to Mark chapter 9. We'll be reading verses 14 through 29. Let's see what a great God we have and how beautiful and merciful his son is. So this is when Jesus moves to heal a man's son who has an evil spirit. Starting at verse 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. So they respected Jesus. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." He answereth him and saith, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" And he said, "Of a child, and oft times it had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Hence the title of today's sermon. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him." And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out?" And he said unto them, "This kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting." Now, there are many lessons in this story. This is not a parable. This really happened. We know of demonically possessed people, extremely evil, for no good reason, except that they're evil, and they have evil entities inside of them. We read about these stories all the time. People kill children. People kill their own mother. People behead their wife and then sleep next to the wife's head in their bed. I mean, horrible stories. We hear about this all the time. We hear about government tyrants that go to sleep well at night, murdering a million people or starving millions of people, like Joseph Stalin. Some other examples we have today. They have no conscience. It's a supernatural type of evil many times. These people are possessed. And possession is on the rise today, not for Christians, but for those who are not Christian. So we see that this man, in his desperation, Jesus said, "You have to believe." And the man said, "I believe." But Lord, help me with my unbelief. And this is a perfect example of you and I and of Gideon. God knows we love him. He knows we believe. But we just don't believe enough. We don't believe in that way. And we can ask for help. You can ask God, "Help me. Lord, give me a sign. Help me with my unbelief." And if it's truly heartfelt, and you're not being facetious, and you're showing faith, even in your weakness, God will help you. So you have a faith crisis, and God will help you. He'll answer you. And that's what he did with this man. And that's what he was doing with Gideon. And that's what he does with you and I. But you have to be willing to ask in faith and to believe and to accept the sign and the answer that God gives. That's the challenge. So we see that we are like this man. We are like Gideon, myself included. We all have a crisis of faith at times. But God is merciful. And then the last point we'd like to make is that Gideon spoke to the angel of the Lord, which is a very special honor. And people knew the angel of the Lord was God himself appearing to them. What we would call technically in theology a theophany, which is God appearing to someone. It's a special case. God obviously doesn't do this with all people. And I'll prove it to you that the angel of the Lord is the Lord himself. He represents God himself. He's not a regular messenger. So we see that once Gideon realizes he was speaking to the angel of the Lord, he recognizes he is lucky to be alive. And we've seen this reaction before from people in Scripture. The angel of the Lord appeared to Abraham in Genesis and speaks of himself as God in the first person. So we've had this occurrence before. And just like we see in the story with Gideon, the same thing happened with Abraham. One time Abraham made God a meal. This is the time where Isaac is bound and God is ready to sacrifice Isaac. And many people ask, why would this story be in the Bible? And why would God challenge Abraham to sacrifice Isaac and then not have him do it? And this was to ban human sacrifice, especially that of children. God left this story for the Jews to study and then to pass on to us in the New Testament, so we knew there is no reason to kill anyone to appease God. We all do it today. And the one thing that God really hates, and this is why all of Europe and America is in a fiery pit today and it's going to get worse, the last straw is when you kill children. And abortion is linked to Satanism, the whole industry. It's been confirmed now. Many people involved with Satanism work in the abortion industry. How could you work there if you weren't involved with it? Your conscience, how could you go to sleep at night selling body parts and telling people to butcher their children? So this was included in the Bible, this story, and it was God himself speaking to Abraham to rule out sacrifice. No longer would it be excused for people to sacrifice anyone and think they were getting closer to God. So let's read the narrative together, and I'll show you that Abraham spoke with God literally and saw him as the angel of the Lord in the form that God takes to speak with people, just like he did with Gideon. So let's read the narrative together. And God speaks in the first person. And if you don't remember what the first person is, that's fine. It's been a long time for many of us since high school or college or graduate school. So first person is when you use the I or we perspective. So when the angel of the Lord is speaking, he's speaking as if he's speaking for God. Okay? Second person is you perspective. Third person, he, she, it, or they. So first person is you speaking for yourself. So when we see the angel of the Lord speak now, he's speaking as if he's God. But let's see how this plays out. This is right as Abraham is about to obey God and follow through with the sacrifice of Isaac. So we're told, this is in Genesis, famous passage, Genesis 22, verses 11 through 19, we'll read. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, him a ram caught in a thicket by his thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And this means God the provider, God provides. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed, as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, And they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. So we'll see this in another part of the book of Judges, where other people were confronted with the angel of the Lord, and they were shocked that they were still alive. They were very grateful to still be alive. But Abraham was counted as God's friend in a very special relationship. So God spoke to Abraham this way. He also spoke to Moses as one speaks to someone face to face. And we wouldn't see God do that with anyone else until the Mashiach came, Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So this is a very special part of Scripture. God speaks to Gideon face to face. And our God is so merciful and so loving and understanding of our weakness that he spoke to him and he gave him a sign to comfort him. And I want to leave you with that today, that as we go through very tough times, unprecedented in America, we'll be locked down again. We'll have states going against different states, because if you lock down businesses again, you'll put millions of more people out of business. We already see what the economy is like, and we see that the eviction moratorium, where many people can't pay their rent because even though Walmart was allowed to open, even though the other big corporations were allowed to open, Amazon stock rose, made a killing. You know, Bezos was able to make the money for his company. All the large stocks, they did fine. But the little man, as they say, the mom and pop stores, they had to close. So this is just, it's criminal. It's going to happen again. But don't be discouraged. We're in the middle of judgment from God. But if you belong to him and you are part of the remnant, seek him and you'll make it. And as I told you before, now is the time. If you haven't done it, be committed to God and be committed to his people and make friends, even if they're not of the same denomination. You have some differences in the way you practice your faith, but if they love the Lord and they keep his commands and they understand who Jesus Christ is, make friends with those people. We could all fight about our denominational peculiarities after this is done. But right now we need one another. And in Fellowship Baptist Church, as I always preach, be close to one another, help one another. We're all we have, the family of God. And be faithful. God will also show us signs that he's with us because he loves us. We don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be shocked. And no matter what you see our government or any other government around the world do, never deny the Lord Jesus Christ and always understand that he's in full control. Amen. Lord Jesus, we ask that you be with us for the rest of the day. We pray, Lord, that as we depart worship, that we would leave here with the spirit of peace and confidence. We pray, Lord, that we would be able to extend your kingdom even in the toughest of times, like we're going through and we're going to go through further. We pray, Lord, that your people would not be tricked, that they would not be apathetic, that they would be active in witnessing in their faith. We pray, Lord, for Fellowship Baptist Church, also for our friends of the ministry. Keep guiding us, Lord. Show us signs on what to do and where we should go. We love you, Lord. We put all our faith and confidence in you, not in the government, not in a denomination. We accept the judgment, Lord, that you've had to pour out. And we pray, Lord, that as our Father, you give your children that spot, that cave in the mountain to hide as this judgment passes by. So we pray that you be with us, Lord. And we always thank you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Go in peace. God bless every one of you. Enjoy your Sabbath day. Rest today. And continue to extend the kingdom of our Lord. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your Sabbath. Till next time.